Let's review a rough note, and then we can tie up from there on a loud foot. We have a few of a tray, what we have a different color. The Rabbah says the Yom Zagmar indicates pretty strongly that according to Rabbah, there's no before an Eftah before an Eftah, and there are things that are few of a tray. And the question is why? So Rabbah said, you know why? Because Rabbah said the issue is an Eid between the Taimo. Oh! Hooray! Eid between the Taimo! There are two people from where the get was originally issued, from where the get was originally drafted and signed. Hooray! Eid between the Taimo! And the question, Tosfos says, "Kasha, did the people tell him she was demanding the time because she got about the ass? Well, they you lock it up in jail, or the Raja, you put him in your put him in a bag, put him in your pocket, put him in a kista. You own these Edom that they're going to have to stick around until you call upon them. Maybe they'll leave. Yo, normally does you betray? Kapsham Mishnayim Nashuk Shematiu Chazim Hazayim." Number two, why didn't you have the two shluchim? Let it be any two guys. So again, the question number one was that the Zman Shiyama Abal these Edom are no longer the two of you. They may have disappeared. And number two, we should have said a much broader category. We should say much more, okay, I'm not for Shluchim, just bathe my own self here. Why do I have to adopt to be Shluchim? Why adopt the Shluchim? So we, those are the two kinds of things. Right? And those therefore say, you're going to have to, wrong? These are the two kashas, against Rashi. And that's why the Rebbe gave his own shot. What did the Rebbe say? The result is no. I feel betray the Amish Abal Shlachim. They're not being the kind of get. As a matter of fact, who says they even can be in the kind of get? That's the kasha that the Rajba and the Rosh both raised. Tosfos did not raise. Now it's kasha number three. They have faith in the Makirim. Who told you that they're Makir? How do you know today? I know they're from that town, they're just passing through. So, why do you assume that these two particular people, if you have a whole town right nearby, so there are 10,000 people living in Sipori. So, guess we're in Sipori, I'm in Syria, you will find we can pick up two people who come from Sipori to Syria, who are Makis Chassimus. So, how do you know these two guys are Makis Chassimus? So, that's the kind of the Raj and the Rosh Chassimus. So, they're not talking about Hakara at all. What they're doing is they're just being made right now in the Baal section. And the Mela one said, that's what the Gemara seems to indicate. Do them have a love of Rosh Lachim. At that point, no longer believe that husband cannot say, I didn't send him, he has two agents saying, he did. So I'll have a little time on. Shnai makes his love of Rosh Lachim. The Gemara explicitly comes back to this later in the course of a discussion about Rabba, the Gemara is going to talk about explicitly about Shnayim, and they say, you know what, you don't dare say Vanessa Nessam? When they say, we're Shluchi, I guess, the man we own is the name of Girsha. We love everything. They could have just come in and said, we want the divorce. The woman disappeared from us. We'll say, you know where she was? We saw the divorce. We saw the husband come here, whatever it is. They'll say they saw the divorce, and we will believe that they said that. So they'll believe them to say that we're the Shluchi, I guess. He says, yeah, that's what I'm saying. The point of what they're saying is not, we recognize the Chassimos, but the point of what they're saying is that we testify that there was a meeting of Shluchim. And that's really highlighted very much by this third kasha, the kasha that the Rosh and the Rashi both raised, really highlights the difference between what Rashi says and what the Rishonim say, namely, were they being, were they supposed to be made to? Rashi says they're going to be made on the Shtar itself, they're going to be Mekayim the Shtar. They're going to be made on the Mekayim the Chazinah. And Rishonim say, no, the Tos says they're not doing it, they're not sticking around long enough to do that, and they're not necessary. Who needs Dr. Shluchim? Why do is Chazimah, is this Mekayim the Chazimah, get anyone from the town? And why do you think these guys even are capable of doing that? I know they're my kids, just because they were the ones who brought together. So the Tosfos tells us everything is pointing to the fact that in fact they're not being made by the Chassidim. Oh, what they're all being made about is the Minyan Shvi. But then, as Mamish two agents, do you understand why it's not special? You can't get any guy from the town. So you know that you're from the town, you might recognize signatures. But just because you're from the town, you're not, you may recognize signatures. You're definitely not going to have seen the event of the Minyan Shlichus unless you were there. So now we understand very well why it has to document the Shluchim themselves. They, of course, by definition, the Shluchim know that the husband is pointed at the Shluchim. But just some random guy from the street from that town is not going to know husband is pointed at the Shluchim. And they're telling themselves immediately, not that in the future they're going to do Kiyama. Okay, right now, they come to the thing and say, we're Shluchim. Shai, that's it. They have two guys say they're Shluchim at Baal. The husband cannot possibly say otherwise. So we'll come back to the end of Tosfos in a moment, but first let's just talk about some of these, so the end of Tosfos can take us in another direction, to come around the tour. First let's talk about these questions a little bit, how we might be able to be refined as Rashi. Yeah.
What was the
third question was, that how do you know that they are Masya? Well, why are you assuming, just because these two guys brought together, how do they recognize that Ezeh Hasino? No. The next question is, you'll need them. It's almost opposite question. The second question is, if you want someone to be master of the Hasidus, you wind up to the Shluchim, get anyone from that town where it came from. And there's no reason to, there's no reason why you should need up to them, and there's no reason why they're, why you, if you're not, particularly if you're not taking anyone else, why are you taking them? They have no special qualifications in terms of the Hakara. If anything, maybe they talk and don't know. There's no reason to do they know more than anyone else. Take anyone else, and why after that? If anything, these guys are traveling, if you even see this, they might be less likely to be recognized. Because all you know, these guys are traveling through the town from somewhere else. Get guys in Mamish come from that little village in India, they'll be makar the Hasidus. But these guys, they were traveling from China. They just came through India on their way to Israel. And then they come with the guitar on their way. They say, ooh, here people know every move from the shtetl. Here's some guys that are traveling through. Here's things we get to bring to Israel. Why do you assume that the shluchim know anyone in town?
Right, well, yeah, but phrased differently. Because the second question was going to post it. You're right, maybe there's someone related, maybe that's why Tosfos feel the need to speak on the third question. And the second question is, why are we insisting on the two shluchim? Yeah. Well, not any two guys. Because if only one is Hakara and Hasidus, there's no reason to assume these two guys know Hasidus better than anyone else in the town. That was the second question. The third question is, why do you assume that these two guys talk about Hasidus? They don't. If I have a nearby town, if the whole town is nearby, the get was written in a town that's 10 miles away, there are loads of people there. So you only docked between the 10,000 inhabitants, will finally two who can come over if you name the Hasidus. But here you only have two guys. So why are you doing docking these two schools? Not everyone. Do you know the signature of everyone's pick? Probably not. Probably not. But there's a guy who's saying, we can find someone who's saying who'll be the main of the signature. That's not for you. But they chose you to be the Shir HaGet, why should we do that you? Are Masa Nechazimah. That's the problem. So how do we deal with it? So question number two, we laid out with last time, we pointed out that the Achronim here, the Karban of Salam Bar Marash and the Sfer Yaakov, both note, you look at Rashi dealt with this problem. As we were talking about the Kiyas today, that the Gemara picked up this issue of two people in several places, here in Afez, and Afez, and Afez. So Rashi and Tezayin,
The Gemara says Zion is explicitly, you have to have that kashrut and not any two guys. And Rashi explained why. And it fits beautifully related to here. Because Rashi says, in theory, you're right. It could be about any two guys from that town here. Let's say there's only one shliach, they travel with a group of people. You still wouldn't have a concern of any student with Haimo, but we can't make a takana with such loose boundaries, with such loose parameters. Well, yes, so look, there are two guys around who are from that town. And that's very loosely defined. We need low plug, as we spoke about last time, Barita. And if Hazal makes takanas, really the takana applies whether the rule applies or not. Except when they set up the categories which a takana applies, obviously they're trying to find a good category that will roughly correlate to when there's a concern. But ultimately, you don't judge on a case-by-case basis, well, am I choshish here or am I not choshish here, and I'll decide case-by-case should I apply to takana or not. Hazal picks a category, it says takana applies to this category of cases, and that's it. There may be some cases where the takana shouldn't apply. Tom doesn't apply, but I cannot apply anyways. Otherwise, the whole thing is going to fall apart. Everyone's going to say that one explanation why is so important is important. Otherwise, everyone's going to say, well, it doesn't apply to me. Or just because things are poorly defined and not consistently enforced, as you know, those sorts of rules tend not to last. But that's a Rashi himself already answered. That's not very important. Rashi himself already answered this. And that's how we looked at the thought. Why is it that we chose here don't note that? Tosis, the Rashi, the Rush, no one says, oh, Rashi answered it. I'm not sure what. But the first kash is pretty difficult. Where did it even go? That I think we saw last time also, right?
Yeah.
We saw last time. Rashi, Kenshura, and the Spirit Gaffer. Okay, so let's pick up with Kashi Gimel. Let's just give you a turn, just to very briefly. So Kenshura suggests the possibility that maybe there's an implicit here. That's a little bit difficult, because the language Rashi doesn't necessarily support that. The turns out to the approach was that she's going to take care of it. So it isn't so much of a concern, because she herself is going to take care of it. So we didn't have to miss talking, because we only miss talking, takkos, and there's a Torah. There's a little Torah, because probably she'll make, she'll deal with, and before they leave town, they're my kinds of guests. So we didn't have to make a rule to say, but that's not we can rely, can't do she'll take care of it herself. In terms of the third question, of Haya the Machir, so the Spirit Yaakov, so he approaches this kasha with a sort of similar slant to his previous approach to the first kasha, which is you have to figure out what's the story here. Right. He says, but so far he just developed to answer the first kasha, he said, well, you have to think about things from the woman's perspective. She will be on task. She can be on task. She will take care of it. So we don't need to make a new din, a new gazeta. So he says, let's think to what Hayyadar Makir. He says, I don't know for sure, but the husband sends two shulchan. Why? Being effective. Why? You just said, what's there? Why doesn't he send two shulchan? Probably for this exact reason. Because this is a normal husband. They're getting divorced, unfortunately. But he's taking reasonable care of his wife, and he wants to make sure that things are going to work well. So he sent two, why do you think he sent two shulchan? Because they're supposed to be aided. So, if you're saying two shulchan, in all likelihood, the chances are very high that these are doubtful to be guys who are not here. That's the reason why he sent them to begin with. That's the reason he sent them to begin with. And actually, a kasha that Apple pointed out, it could be this is also the yasha of the first kasha, even more. Not only does the wife will probably want to take care of herself, but the husband probably asked these guys to be take care of it. There's a chance that why are you sending two for? This is very doctrinal whole approach for a two-way trade. If you have to, don't just look at the bare fact, I have two people from this town. Figure out what the story is. Well, why? You're like a detective. What would Paro say? The husband. So must be the shot is, he sent them, the chances are 95% of the cases we have two agents instead of one, he sent them on a mission. The mission is, make sure to get as well taken care of. So he got them probably, in real life, when he chose people not to the husband, and they can do it on their own. If they don't do it when they give their get, maybe they're in a rush. Then they actually have a business meeting or they drop the get up and basically give it to her, showing it back tomorrow, see the kind of again. It's very unlikely, not that they're locked in the culture or they're locked in place, they're gonna stay until the husband shows up. No. Not because the husband shows up, but before they leave town, they will 95% chances they will be Mekayim without our making them do it. A, because she's going to take care of it, but more, because that's what he asked them to do, because everyone is probably on board here, yeah.
Trying to give a
There is a machlokas Rashi and Tosafot that you haven't really gotten to yet. Is our concern that in fact the get is mezuyah, or is our concern that the husband will come and make trouble? I'm really concerned that the get might be mezuyah, and we wouldn't want to allow him to get married with a get that might be mezuyah. There's no way to know whether it's mezuyah or not. There's no way to know it. Or we're not so concerned that the get might be how often is the get mezuyah. The problem is the husband may show up and claim it's mezuyah. And then then she's going to be stuck. Is that the concern, the actual zeal, or the concern of stuck laws and part of
the whole
other realm,
like whether it's
even. Good. We'll get to that soon. But I agree. Your point now, so the Tzadikov's approach is different. But I don't know if they had made difficulty, as you're saying, because we're not saying, since we know the husband here is a lovable fellow, therefore let's not be concerned that he'll make trouble. Or he may not be, and even if at the time of the Ksivas, I guess, he was inclined to be helpful, it doesn't mean that a month later he won't change his mind and decide to make trouble. All that we're saying is, we're not saying that we don't think he's going to be Ma'ar, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is, we think that these Eidim are that the Kiyum would be taken care of on its own without rabbinic intervention. There's no need to make a takana, you must have left by left on in advance of Mazir's Haged, because in all likelihood this situation will turn out fine. Not that the husband will be married, but that between her and the Eidim, a Kiyum Haged will happen without us having to be on their head. So we prefer to let them there as much as possible, for those who are thinking about that. Because I only make a takana when there's a need. There's no need. If usually people in the situation working down their own, then we shouldn't make a takana. We should only make a takana. Because I don't have the right to make a takana if there's a high likelihood of a problem that won't be resolved as takana. In this situation, the problem probably will be resolved without the takana. Because all between she and the agent, chances are 9-1, and they'll do a kiyum haged, so why should we get involved? Let them figure out their own. In a typical case, one shlech brings a get, it's much more likely that she's going to be stuck if the get changes the guyon. That's something that we can't stomach, because she's a target for a vicious husband. Husband can easily show up and say it's the guyon when she's stuck. But there we have to make sure, you must say panachanach until she's protected. So in this case, as you may say, chances are by the time they leave town, it will have been the get the guyon. So why should we make them do it? They'll do it wrong. Let's be go there as little as possible. Let's just be the first. I agree, it's not 100%, but I think it's pretty smooth. That is definitely the approach of Rashi. I've shown didn't like it. Now the last one in Tosafot, the last line comes to also get your attention. I'm sure you got some of that attention. Even before you saw the tour. If not, once you saw the tour. Because Tosafot says there's only one loophole left. So remember, let's go around with discussing Rashi. And how can Miyasha Rashi, Rashi says Kim Chatzin. Now let's look at the other approach. Other approaches that have the Riva. And what they're not saying anything of Kim Chatzin. Kim Chatzin is not Makuyim. It's just that they're made of something else. They're made that they were Shmuel Chayagat. So the husband can't say you guys made it up. Husband can't say that the wife's new boyfriend drafted and forces. Good. We don't say, what do you mean? We saw you give it to us. We saw the husband give it to us. The husband can't say it's not from him. We know it's from him. He hands it to us. Two agents. That's incontrovertible. They can't say, was it? There's one thing that he can still say. Because all the agent on Aedon is Mesirat HaGet. No. We know that the get issued from the hand of the husband to the Shulchan HaGet. It's very nice. We don't know how they get to the hand of the husband.
The one part of the story that we have nothing to talk to, we have no proof for, is how the husband creates the get. The husband says, ah, maybe I should be concerned. But when Hilo Kashin is on the absence of Aiden and Aiden's foolish, I shouldn't be concerned that he bedopped and made it a possible get, possible Aiden, then the stomach and the shop of a get can then ourselves. If he made the get, probably he made it legitimately, the Aiden Kashin Lachshila. We're not concerned that he's out to get her, he's going to be Kavana, write a fake get, just to write a possible get just to bait her and then ruin her. That much we're not. Is it possible? Sure. Are there people who are after divorce are so vicious? There are some people. But is it likely? Pretty unlikely. That, to go that far, that's pretty unlikely. If it's possible, again, the woman is really concerned. She knows her husband. And probably would be a good idea for her to get, to certify to get well before, to get all the aid that she needs before she goes and gets married. But as a matter of course, as a matter of public policy, the Chazal to make a global zera that we're going to require by that by next time because maybe a random husband could do this, that's very unlikely. A typical, out of all husbands who are sending to get with two people, what are the chances that the Kavanah made a get and fooled the Aiden to think it's a special get? That's pretty unlikely. We don't have to make an example. In the summer, that's in the summer. No! Possible, yeah. But well, it's not possible. Not at all possible. The stomach and the shovel again. And chances are, then I'll stop. The thing is, again, it must have been made proper. Our consensus tells us it's just, maybe he never made the get to begin with. The get shows up, the guy walks the date of the get. How do we know it's from the husband? That's not a big concern. If it's from the husband intentionally created a possible get, that's not a concern. Possibility, but not enough to make his data. But of course, that's why Tosfos should make you think. What should it make you think? But he does have this option. So what happens? We're not concerned it's going to happen. Okay, but let's say it does. Let's say the guy says, yeah, that is what happens. That's how Tosfos obviously leading you to what you're supposed to. He needs the water, you have to drink. So you're supposed to ask, the follow up trial is, okay, but let's say we're not concerned with Astam. In other words, before the husband shows up, we're not concerned that he's going to show up and say that. So what are the chances that that's the case? Okay, but they did. But now what does that lead to? It could be in the Haram. It could be, Yitzhak will believe him. I don't call for that financial, because I'm likely this will happen. If it does, Yitzhak are in trouble. Or not. So you must have seen that the Bach interprets the tour, take a look in a moment, the Bach interprets the tour as saying that we would believe him. And the Rambam says, we don't believe. Now, what would you have guessed, based on Tosfos? What would you have guessed?
We do believe him.
It's unlikely that it'll happen, so we don't have to be concerned about it before it happens. But if it happens, why should we believe him? We believe him to say Mazuyev. Here we can't see him. Why should we believe on this too? Why should we believe on this too? So that's, the Bach works hard to explain the word, but they just to work it into the word, but it makes sense, it did make sense, what's the story, that you should believe it, because the same way, without my nephew, he's never meant to say that's Mazuyev, so why not be, want to be mom and him here as well? The question becomes, how do you understand the Rambam? Well, let's take a look at the Rambam in a couple of minutes. I think this period may go short. Maybe a little bit early. Sorry? The Torah says you do believe him. If he comes and says that Mazuyah, they believe him. The Bach explains Mazuyah meaning this one scenario that hasn't been closed up. That one opening, that one hole, that one gap, that we have no idea about, if he hits that point, the rest of believe him. The Rambam says, Shnayim Shaviyu get the Chutzlaret, two people bring a get from the Chutzlaret. I'll be sure this is the next of the they did not finish the Chutzlaret. Doesn't matter. Hold the Nasrullah, the son of Lahem Abab, listen to the Shtel, the husband gave it to them and could give to his wife. Haray il Nosrullah. They have the right to give it to her. To see him in the Resha, and she will be divorced. Haray ain't Abab Yakala Har Erba gets there. Abba Pisha in the Queen. The husband has no capability to do the Ara, even though it's not the Queen. Shalashmukha Vehmeda. Because his Shalukim are Aden. And then he pulled out the Gemara Aved, Shi'ilu Agula Shnai, the Berlin, and this Garsha, Haredo, and the Gerezes, Abapisha, and Shomget. They could just say they restore the divorce, not bring get at all. So they have a guest, and they say, but it's not a Kuyu, doesn't matter. So what's the shot? Why is he not manless in the Har at all? And why is he stressing that the Shlukim of the Eidim, Shlukim him Eidim, they are his agents. His Shlukim are his agents. Interesting turn of phrase. So I thought it could be, still a possibility, that given back on that we have in Rambam before, this might be seen right into the flow of the divorce. We have to put together a couple of pieces. We discussed in the past why it's in general, that according to Rambam, it's ironic. Because the Rambam is the one who said that he's super nevah. And normally the husband can show up, in the case he owns a banafa nafta, there's only one shliya, no banafa nafta goes there and can show. The husband shows up, he's violating aggression. And the husband is super nevah, that we worked on. All of a sudden here, not a month at all. Why? Shlukim and Eidim. I bet there's nothing known to have Eidim on. You know, it sounds like he can't be the R at all. That's definitely the way the Bach understands. He's not the only one. And there's no error whatsoever. It's so ironic. The Rambam was the one who was pro-Baal, who said that the Ira Baal Mamish works in that. It sounds like that. Torah works in the Torah. Father, who's on here? Nothing. Nothing. You can't even tell me, you can't even say that I gave you a puzzle again. Why not? So it could be, that's exactly what. It could be the explanation that we have quoted for why normally it's such a strong koach falls apart here. So what was the explanation that we quoted? The Bitskirab said that, hey, you know what about Naaman? Because he's the one who usually creates the guest. Right? He's the one who usually creates the guest. So it's his daughter in the sky who usually creates the guest. So maybe not only that he's the party who's in a position to create the star, but that also gives him the ability to continue to comment on it. He's Naaman to continue to comment on the health of star and status of the star. And what do you mean daughter in the sky? And is his daughter in the sky that created? So we had that discussion. And the Rav Chaim, it said two things, the Shas Nishtar Kimin and Yatat Das Mitzrayim, and we quote the Rav explained that they're not two separate things. It says Das Mitzrayim, according to Rambam, doesn't just mean I'm the part that stands to lose, but it's my Das Machna, my Das is creating this Kimin. I'm the Das Kimin. So that's what it's only when it's a Shtar Kimin. When you're expressing a Das Kimin, so that Das Kimin can be put into writing. You're the das that's creating the kingdom, that das can create the stuff. And since it's my das king that created the stuff, so I have the right to get the comment on the stuff. So it could be, it could be that that's only true. This is great, this is amazing, this makes you super powerful, but it only calls mind that all that is true. So, but if I know that you were Mama Shliach to hand over the guest, normally I don't know for sure. I have one Shliach come, how do I know for sure he was a Mamash Shliach? I know nothing for sure. But here I know for sure that he was a Mamash Shliach. Because I have two Eidim to testify, it's like you said, I have two Eidim to testify, he was a Mamash Shliach. So what does that do for me? It's also taking a more practical approach to it. That what it does to me is he can't say he did it. He can't say that someone else was a Mamash Shliach. But the Rambam thinks it's more, it's not to say he can no longer claim someone else was a Mamash Shliach. If we have Eidim to testify that he was a Mamash Shluchim, it means that he's no longer holding the card. He's no longer in possession of Das Kinyan. We know he handed over that Das Kinyan to the Eidim, Shulchan Shem Kamot, and now they're the ones who are moving with the physical get and with the Das Kinyan to divorce her. So it's at that point, the Das Kinyan, which was the trump card, is out of hand. Because we know for sure, that he gave it over. Because we know for sure that what? That he was around Shulchan. Which means he handed over that thing to them. He was out. But Mela, he knows he loses. The Rambam originally did the whole era of Baal's based on the fact that he has that thing which created the star, that he has the right to continue to express his views on the star. Only as long as he still has that opinion. So once it goes over to them, so then he's normally back to being a regular guy. And if you say this, then you also understand the Gemara very, very beautifully. The Gemara that's hey, which Rambam quoted. She means Avraham Shnayim Kenei Garsha Eilu Zul Megaresh Al Kedisha Im Shalget. By the way, the question arises as an aside. Why do you need that? Why do you need a migo at all? Hold them so straight. There are two eidim. What do you need migo for? There are two eidim. They're saying it. Well, why should we believe them? Yeah. So how do you know this from them? Oh, right. Chazan Sofer says that they're being made of themselves. Oh, difficult. Parents. That they're being made of themselves. They can't. They really shouldn't be believed to say we are shluchim. Because they're being made about themselves. Just like there is such an idea, the idea comes up as the same as Ozu Ramakas in Sarasana. The Mishnah says that we believe Madimim against Onan. And if you say you saw a murder, then I say you can assume you were somewhere else, then as we believe me and not you. If I say no, the murder didn't happen, we argue over the fact, then it's deadlock. But you say one way, I say the other way, we have stalemated. But if I say you weren't there to see it, then I'm being mazim you, believe me. Rabban al Torah wants to know, I wasn't the captain of this, but the captain shul was heavily in use for that lunch. Rabban al Torah, take a look, the only parents who test in the Shulchan, the very parents who test, so the Rabban says, why all of a sudden we believe them? So some of Shulchan may say that you disagree with my captain. But Rabban says, I'll explain it to you why. I'll explain it to you very well. He says, it's because you can't, if I say you weren't in Denver, you were in Aspen, you can't say, no, I was in Denver. You're not believed to directly comment that I was in Denver. You're being made on yourself. If I'm hitting you on where you were, you can't comment back. So you're not Naman as an aid to be made about your own location. So the Chasam Sofer says some similar deal like that over here. And maybe they wouldn't be Nemo to say, we are Shluchi, I guess, because they'd be named themselves. But we'll give them an ego. They could have said it's the name of Kash. A little bit fun. The Rambam, by the way, is probably the one who introduced that whole approach. The Rambam is a whole different take of the Gemara. He didn't make an ego. It's much. It's deeper than an ego. Let's say what you want to start.
In the middle of the name now, plain line down to start. Shai shai biyu get in dir hayam. So they have to say the son, Shikha is shom farei lech farei lech farei lech farei lech farei lech. That was the shai of the Rav Shmu Asa Rav Huda. For those who are historically aware, the Maharshai tells you to look at the Tosis later that there was more than one person named Rav Huda. Because, when he proved that. Because Rav Huda, the usual Rav Huda was younger than Shmu. So Shmu would have asked him a shai. There was a very young Rav Huda, another person named Rav Huda. Hey, that's the Shaila. Mamash are came. Shnayim shev you get. He says, Mamash are a few bit trick. There's an ancient reason. Why don't you need? Mainly over the inner Girsha, me will the hemni. Well, if they would take the inner Girsha, wouldn't they be believed? So what's the point? The Tosafot seems to understand is, oh, to me, well, shouldn't believe on this. More, the point is, take the first of the Rambam is working with Shikasa, and all this rub and the rub twist on Ukayan. Say it's much better than that. Well, why do we believe it's the same as Ayin and Gersha? Well, when Ayin said he saw the divorce, why can't the husband say, no, the whole get was a possible? Yeah, you saw it, and you can forget, the get was a possible get. That's just an ego. Why am I the same problem over there? How did two Ayin come and say we saw the Gershon? You thought it was a Gershon, but I really tricked you guys, because really, the two Ayin were hocus pocus and abracadabra. They're all fake Ayin. So how do you ever name the Gershon? It's a much more fundamental than not to say the ego. It's asking a question. How do you ever name the Gershon? How do you ever get off the Gershon? Do you always have to do Kiyum? How do you ever name the Gershon? It's ridiculous. I don't mind. The husband could always show up and say Missouri? The answer is no. No, for the same reason. Because once we are made that the husband hands over the Gershon to the wife, so the whatever Daski went into the star is now trans, the husband stole over. Because now they get with him up to us. So he's no longer
he then lost his power to comment on the guest. Now, it could be it's real, it could be it's not real. This is what he says it's not real. He no longer has any special amount. Before we know for sure with two aiden that he either gave it to Shluchim or gave it to woman, so everything is in abeyance because we can't. He may still have a question about Peter that allows him to comment and say, no, it's really not a good guess. But once we have two aiden, not just two real aiden, either he gave it to Shluchim or he gave it to her, at that point, he loses, that's uncontestable, they handed it over. So the shah may not be kosher, but that star, he lost, wherever it was that said that star, he no longer has the ability to cut it. Because that star was handed over, either to the shulchan or to the woman. Mela, he's no longer holding the reins in the last kinyan, because it was used up. Either he did the kinyan, or he kind of got kinyan in the shulchan. So mainly he loses his ability, and that's why the shulchan ain't in the his shulchan. His shulchan are his eidim, meaning eidim on him that he hangs over that opinion. And then we understand very well everything hangs together very nicely. And then the Gemara is not much gorgeous. The Gemara said, hey, you, not an ego. The Gemara is saying, nothing simply because that this is that too. It's saying, so it's saying even that work, this also is the same mechanism, because that also should be problem better. I never believe him. Elamai, we understand why it works there, because he lost his status as a Das Machna once the king is done. So for the same thing, had the too, because once it's Machna Shulchan, it hands off to them. Again, you can discuss how that should work, but I think this is a reasonable approach to that rabbit. I think we should dive in this. So we'll talk tomorrow more about the Chazara, how the king is coming up. We'll talk about more, but suffice to say, that I was stretching this out, if you do Chazara's question this evening, it's very important to Chazar inside. So I'll talk about tomorrow, talk about what kind of questions were. I don't want you guys to be late to class.